today will be only for purposes of tap-ins to get the deadline. Then we plan to go back and work on 2190. And when we get enough members, we'll go into work session on the tax credit bills. Okay, so I'm going to now run through the tap-in list. Open a public hearing, House Bill 3575. Close public hearing, House Bill 3575. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2765. Close public hearing, House Bill 2765. Open a public hearing, House Bill 3447. Close public hearing. Open a public hearing, House Bill 3449. Close public hearing. Open a public hearing, House Bill 2511. Close public hearing. Open a public hearing, House Bill 3513. Close the public hearing. Open a public hearing, House Bill 3588. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3200. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3002. Close public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 2754. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 2951. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 2957. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 2958. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 2959. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3560. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3497. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3540. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 2695. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3306. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3125. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 2746. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3450. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3371. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3440. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 2685. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 2493. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3347. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, House Bill 3033. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, HJR 56. Close the public hearing. Open public hearing, HJR 63. Close the public hearing. That was that list. So now I'll open a real public hearing. Yeah. On House Bill 2190. No one has signed up to speak on House Bill 2190. I think that's yours, Dick.
Yeah. One moment.
Right, I kind of just wanted to clear these out for good.
Okay. 2190 deals with transferring essentially the collection activities for fuel tax, delinquent fuel tax payments to ODOT. Responsibilities with ODOT, but right now they basically contract with the Department of Revenue to do those collection activities. And the bill would sort of duplicate the statutes that apply to the weight mile tax as far as collection of delinquent taxes, for the collection of motor fuel tax delinquencies. And there was an amendment proposed by Representative Loken, and that you should have that 2190-1 that adds a new section A, essentially, 13A, which would allow the department to give refunds back to January 1 of 1998. And this has to do with those cardlock distributions of diesel fuel gas fuel, where the seller is essentially not a seller for purposes of the administration of the tax. It does not have to collect the tax, which means that there are a lot of probably small users of diesel fuel out there who legally should get a user's license, and there's been a lot of confusion and a lot of penalties have been imposed or are potentially could be imposed. This would give them the opportunity to waive those penalties if, in fact, the person was not diligent in not getting the fuel.
Still requires the taxes to be paid, though, right?
That's correct.
And this is primarily the result of Representative Loken's
efforts.
Does ODOT have any comment on this bill or the dash one amendments?
Okay with it.
Okay. Well, we need one more member in order to go into work session. So what I think I will do, since there's nobody here to speak on it, is go ahead and close the public hearing. And then when we get one more member, we'll go into work session on this bill. Unless Paul's scaring up someone in the hallway. Seeing no one, I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2190 and open public hearing on House Bill 2082. We have sign up for 2082. Nope. I thought you said there were people here to speak on that.
There were people here to listen, I guess.
Oh. Well, we had a lot of information to absorb yesterday with all your charts and tables.
Yeah.
And I know that there will be some attention given to 3344
right.
Next week regarding the truck taxes.
I guess I would like some direction here from the committee in terms of there are these recommended changes in registration fees, the flat fees, and the road use assessment fee. So would you like me to have council draft up amendments so you can look at them next week?
My thinking at this point, Dick, is that we'll probably be looking at 3344 first, and I'd like to get some input on that. It wouldn't hurt to sort of put council on notice that that will likely be coming through, but rather than having to go through all the process of actually doing the drafting and especially inserting all these tables and charts, it would be better to wait till we know for sure what our policy decision is going to be regarding truck taxes and the cost allocation and so forth. And then we'll direct amendments to this bill. Okay? Anyone have any reaction to yesterday or comments about transportation in general? Doesn't look like it.
We're digesting.
Yeah. Wow, we're going to have a record, world record short committee here.
Before anybody even shows up?
Before anybody shows up.
Two records, most bills.
Good members. All right. Close the public hearing on House Bill 2082. Let's open a work session on House Bill 2947. Ed, you've been busy, I see.
Not me, Mr. Chair.
No. You want to tell us what we have in the dash twos and then these other handouts?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The dash two amendments to House Bill 2947 have been prepared and distributed and should reflect the decisions that the committee made the last time we met the work session on the dash one. What is names in the bill in the dash two amendments is shown on the list and the table in the revenue impact statement that I've issued, and also the summary spreadsheet shows the same credits, a little more detail on the information. This is just an extract from the table that we were using last time to work through the dash one.
Okay. So the grand total impact is $550,000.
Actually, Mr. Chair, I think one mistake. The one in the middle of the repeal of the assumption of the loss of limbs, credit for loss of limbs, really doesn't take effect until after the 9901 biennium. So that's
$500,000.
Looks like the net is about $500,000.
Okay. And a little bit of statutory cleanup.
That's right.
That's going to count for something, right?
Yeah. Government efficiency.
Cost more.
Okay, is there any discussion about the dash twos or these particular items we all went over?
Are we in which section?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash two amendments into House Bill 2947.
Representative Rasmussen moves the dash two amendments to House Bill 2947. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Might as well move the bill, Representative Rasmussen.
I'm sorry, I was in momentary space. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2947 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Rasmussen moves House Bill 2947 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Representative McCoy.
Aye.
Representative Merkley.
Aye.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Representative Ketterly.
Excused.
Are all of your colleagues?
Representative Welch.
Excused.
Representative Williams.
Excused.
Representative Wynn.
Excused.
Vice Chair
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Ms. Strobeck.
Aye. House Bill 2947 as amended goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
And Mr. Chair.
Anybody here want to carry the bill?
No, go ahead. If you want to do that. I'm just a little bit concerned. If you have all Democrats votes on bills, then what does that do to its survivability on the floor?
I think we all just judge bills on the basis of the merits, Representative Rasmussen.
Well, it might be a good thing to bring in to wait till a few more of the committee is here, since this is a major piece of our business.
I'm going to go ahead and close the work session and assign Representative Merkley as carrier, and if we have other members to come in, we can reopen the vote. Okay with you?
Sure.
Okay. Jen Merkley will be the carrier. Close the work session on House Bill 2947. Okay. Open the work session, House Bill 2949. And this one, Ed, is property tax, right?
Actually, it's property tax, Mr. Chair. The repeals or terms that the list of exemptions in the table and impact section. And that should reflect the committee's decision in the last work session on the dash 1 minute.
Okay, so it doesn't have, you're not showing actually how much the benefit is to local government, since your assignment is just to see if there's any revenue impact, right?
Actually, Mr. Chair, the there is probably no discernible revenue impact at the local government level because of the sunset.
Exactly, we left the sunset.
And the ones that were repealed or ended in a 2000 tax year were really dead work, no revenue impact, and nobody taking advantage of that.
Right. Okay. Hey, everybody okay with the provisions of this one?
Moving the dash twos?
Yes, please.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash twos amendment into House Bill 2949.
Representative Rasmussen moves adoption of the dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2949. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Chair moves House Bill 2949 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Sorry, I was distracted by staff.
I know, we were all interested to hear what he was saying.
Mr. Chair, if I may be,
yes.
There was some discussion, I guess, concerning whether these bills, as amended, would require a two-thirds majority to pass on the floor. And I think the general opinion of Ledge Council is that because the revenue impact is less than $1 million and because the intention of the bill has not been to raise revenue, then probably would not require a two-thirds majority, although it's up to the yourselves, I guess, whether you'd want to designate it that way, just to be careful or to be safe, I guess.
Glad you mentioned that, because that was something I was going to try to include, and I forgot to mention it with 2947. And you're right, the threshold idea for determining whether they require three-fifths from pledged counsel has generally been what their primary purpose is. If the purpose is to raise revenue, and be my assertion that our primary purpose in deleting these tax credits is not to raise revenue, but to make some policy decisions and clean up old legislation. So, anybody have a different opinion on that?
I agree, Mr. Chair.
And I imagine that these will pass with very little objection anyway, and will probably achieve the thesis. Normally, that's included on the relating clause if it is a measure that is for the purpose of raising revenue, and it designates right there that it is three-fifths requirement. Anybody want to add a three-fifths requirement to any of these bills? No. Okay. Well, the motion before us is to move House Bill 2949 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. All members that are not here will be considered excused. Carrier on this bill? I think Representative Welsh would like to carry this bill.
I'm sure he would.
Okay, so now I'll open a work session on House Bill 2950.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2950 that you have before you should contain the income tax exemptions and subtractions that the committee thought should be either repealed or sunsetted. The list is fairly short. I think there are six provisions in there, and it should reflect the committee's decisions last time.
Okay. We're only repealing two of them, allowing the others to sunset as provided in current law.
No, actually, Mr. Chair, those sunsets are...
Are ones we added?
Provisions.
Okay.
But the repeals are for language that's been carried in the statute, which really has no...
Right.
Effect currently.
Okay. Want to move the dash 2? Representative Rasmussen?
Dash 2 amendments in House Bill 2950.
Representative Rasmussen moves adoption of the dash 2 amendments, House Bill 2950. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2950 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Rasmussen moves House Bill 2950 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Members not present will be considered excused. Representative Witt would like to carry this bill. Close the work session on House Bill 2950.
Thank you. Mr. Chair.
Representative Federley.
The first unanimous consent to return to work session on 2949.
And 2947, perhaps?
Thank you, sir.
Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow Representative Shetterly to cast a vote on House Bills 2947 and 2949. Is there any objection? So ordered. Representative Shetterly, how do you vote on House Bill 2947?
I'll vote however the majority voted.
Yes.
He's with the Democrats.
And Representative Shetterly, how do you vote on House Bill 2949?
Yes.
Votes yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll open a work session on House Bill 2190. Which Representative Kifori would be able to sum up for us?
Well, first of all.
actually, what this bill does is allow for the collection of delinquent fuel taxes. We had testimony on this bill the other day. There's a Dash 1 amendment that exempts the penalty for the card lock people who were filling up their tank and didn't pay the tax at the time. They're agreeing to pay the tax, but this bill allows them to not have to pay a penalty, allows ODOT to excuse that, and ODOT said that they were fine with that provision. For those of you who were not here, let me read that.
Mr. Chair?
Representative
Corey? Are we in a work session?
Yes, we are.
I move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2190.
Representative Corey moves adoption of Dash 1 amendments, House Bill 2190. Is there any discussion, any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Corey.
Move 2190 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Corey moves House Bill 2190 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Members shown not here will be excused. And I think Representative Williams would like to carry this bill. Close the work session of House Bill 2190. Believe it or not, we are through with business.
All right.
And,
I think this, I know that this being the deadline for a lot of committees, some committees are meeting until the evening hours tonight.
Yes.
Any fair that it's a note on how efficient we are.
We just like to be efficient in this committee.
We are pro-government efficiency in this committee.
Anyone else have anything for the good of the order? Paul, are we meeting? Is A15 again on Monday? We have a fairly full agenda on Monday, I believe. Yeah. So we actually will take up our time on Monday. Anyone else in the audience here for any particular purpose?
Wandering in off the street.
Okay.
We could spend time talking about Portland's business tax.
Okay.
That's an interesting discussion. Okay, we're adjourned.